Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Yesterday on the show, we played a song by Baby Bird called You're Gorgeous.
And pulled my sleeves around my heart.
While that song was on, revealed to me, probably he hoped privately, that he thought that was you too, and then that was Bono singing. And I was just like, what? How can you?
You ridiculed him.
I did, because I couldn't even process that you might think that that guy in Baby Bird is the best vocalist this country arguably has ever produced, best frontman.
It just annoys me that you won't admit that he sounds like Bono.
He doesn't. However,
Maria admits it.
Does.
When I then put it out to the nation, several people did get in touch.
See how begrudging he was even saying that.
Yeah.
Several people.
That they thought
there were tens of people.
I put a poll up on my Instagram stories yesterday, Maria, Cahill.Minogue. I can tell you now, you are not winning, Dave.
What was the percentages?
Oh, it's like 70-30. Rough. I'll share it later on.
Right.
The actual results. Stand by.
Anyway, that wasn't the only thing that came in, because Ellie was in touch to say, never mind Bono, Dave. I was sure and certain that Ronan Keating sang that version of Big Yellow Taxi.
Trees, I put them in a tree museum and charge the people a dollar and a half to see them.
You hearing Ronan?
No, yes.
That you don't know what you got till it's gone. You pay paradise and put up a fucking lie.
That, of course, is County Cross. Yeah. Now, Maria's here.
I didn't mistake him for Ronan Keaton. I know my Ronan Keatons.
Right. But you're hearing it.
But now I hear it. Now that you say it, they do sound very similar, yeah.
Oh, no, I don't hear that one now.
Oh, yeah. No, but you conveniently hear your YouTube Baby Bird one.
Yeah, it's not. Well, conveniently.
What I want to know this morning is, what have you only recently realised? I suppose it doesn't have to be like recently, but what did you realise maybe as a grown-up that you were like, oh God, I didn't know that?
But you know what I just realised?
Go on.
Actually, the other day on the show, you explained what the fourth wall was.
Yes, Kyle hadn't heard of, well, he'd heard of the fourth wall, but didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall.
He said, Dave, you're breaking the third wall here. And you had to explain
confused.
To him. Yeah.
I only realised that the other day.
I only realised that in a hotel room, you know your key card that you put in, so the electricity works. Well, it's nothing to do with the key card. You can put any sort of card in there and it'll work. So, only found that out. Thanks.
Now, Maria, did you know that?
Mind hotel blown.
Really?
I never knew that.
That, like,
I'm going to have to start making a list now of everything that's coming in.
It's
things
just
I recently
a slot
learned.
For anything. Like, anything goes in. You could put your moon exhibition card, because that wasn't quite the shape, but any credit card shaped thing.
Or like your Boots Advantage card.
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
You can go in there.
I didn't know, because how annoying is it when, not that I get to do this often.
Go on.
But you go to a hotel, you're booked into the spa, you're like, I'm just going to leave my phone charging in the room while
right.
I go to the spa.
Yeah.
But then the electricity cuts off and you take the key card out.
Yeah.
So now, I have a life-changing, on the very odd occasion, hack.
You can leave your Boots Advantage card in there.
Yes.
And your phone will be charged.
Yes.
Tell Dave, I only realised that Lion's Tea is actually okay. I've only ever had Barry's tea. That's true. Love the show, says Joe in Galway City, West Side. Okay, well, now you're learning things. Sharon says, only learned that on your dash it tells you what side your petrol diesel goes in. There's a small arrow there because I can never remember which it is. Yeah, in fact, Dee has said, Dave, you casually mentioned a few months ago that the petrol pump sign in my car shows me what side the petrol cap is on. So when I casually mentioned it, you just figured it there.
Yeah.
And then someone else says, Emma says, I only discovered today that You're Gorgeous is not sung by Pulp. So people know it's Pulp. But Luke's been on.
All right, Dave. I'm not a big U2 fan or anything, but I actually always thought that song was U2 as well. Sounds exactly like him.
See, there's more people. I just wanted to leave that one to the side. Okay, what else? James in Waterford.
Dave, I only found out last week that club, as in club sandwiches, stands for chicken lettuce under bacon. I'm middle aged, managed to get all my life. I've ordered several club sandwiches over the days, but I never knew that.
See, now I don't know if that's 100% true.
Why?
Because I think it's like when people like to say, oh, golf stands for gentlemen only, ladies forbidden. Like, no, it doesn't. Golf is just the name of it. It was never an acronym. I don't know if club actually means that.
Why else would it be called club?
Well, that's what I mean. There may be another genesis as to why it was called the club sandwich. If anyone knows, 087-4100-102.
It's very suspicious.
You think?
Yeah. Chicken, lettuce,
it.
Under bacon.
James?
What if you put the bacon under the lettuce?
Exactly. Oh! Kaboo. James has been on too.
Dave, I only found out last week that club is in club.
Oh, no, we just did that one. Sorry, there's just two James.
We're just so shocked we had to play it again.
Yeah. Jer says, that guy doesn't even sound like Bono. He sings with a notable English accent. Who are you telling? Who are you telling? And Morris says, I only recently found out what birthday suit actually is. I want to know how you found out what birthday suit is. Damien's on the phone. How are you, Damien?
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. What did you only recently realise you want to educate us all on?
Right, so do you know your cleaning bottles? So like a cleaning bottle spray. You can buy them in, let's call them, Baldi and Fiddle.
Right.
So you know what I mean?
Do you mean a branded one filled with something or an empty one that you fill yourself?
Oh, no, one that they buy directly off.
All right, yeah, okay. So like anything you're spraying for cleaning around the house or whatever.
Exactly. You notice that something comes out like a foam and it's very direct when they spray it, so it doesn't disperse properly.
Yes.
But if you look at the very top, you see kind of, you can actually pull the front of it off. So when you pull it off and then you spray it, it disperses an awful lot easier and a lot better. Then when you're done, just pop the front back on.
Oh, so you've got two choices. You've got a directional kind of arrow spray or you've got a widespread, depending on whether you take the front of the spray off.
Exactly. Like the dispersal game changer.
Maria's nodding. It's news to me.
I know some of them have, if you twist, you know, the on-off, the way you twist it.
Yeah.
If you twist it again, it'll give you the other setting sometimes.
Same sort of thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to investigate this after the show. Thank you very much, Damien. I feel educated.
No problem.
Good man. See you later. Bye.
Dave, you clearly don't clean your house.
No, you'd be right on that, Maria. No, you didn't qualify with the word enough. You just you do not clean your house. Correct.
Okay.
And finally, just about the hotel thing, Maria, you were saying that you didn't realise that you could use any kind of credit card shaped thing in the slot for the power in a hotel room. It doesn't have to be the hotel key. Well, Pat's even exasperated by that.
Lads, come on. You can roll up a piece of paper and put it in that card. It doesn't have to be a room key.
So it doesn't have to be a room key or a Boots Advantage card. Literally anything that will go into it and press the thing that goes, give this room power.
Everyone needs to stop acting like this is not brand new information, because it is.
So is
all
it.
Right?
Okay, it is from Maria, but maybe it is for you as well. Gina, apparently, is like Maria and that other person who never realised that putting ST after one ST is because it's the last two letters of the word first. And second is ND and third is RD and so it begins TH, fourth.
When you're doing it, you say it to yourself, but it's never... So I knew it, but I didn't know that's why.
I knew it, but I didn't
know. I wasn't walking around putting ND after.
No,
six,
you weren't getting it wrong, but you didn't know why you were getting it right, I guess.
Yeah, it's something that you just know. You don't know why, but you know it.
Lorraine says, I'm so ashamed to tell you, Dave, the Cranberry song Zombie. I thought for years they were singing Tommy. Tommy, I feel your pain, Carl. John says, the only reason you realise that when you say, see you later, and someone replies, not if I see you first, it means they'll try to avoid you. Yeah, did you realise that one?
Oh, no, I didn't realise that one.
So, like, I'll see you later, the recipient is taking it like a threat, and they're going, not if I see you first.
As in, I'm going to run the other way.
Is that going to hide? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was watching Veep on TV, says Emma in Kildare, with my husband a few years ago. And they always refer to the president of the US as POTUS.
Yeah.
Then a good few episodes in, they call the first lady FLOTUS. I said to my husband, that is absolutely ridiculous. He's like, what's ridiculous? And I said, completely on my high horse, the president's wife is called FLOTUS POTUS. And that day I learned what FLOTUS and POTUS meant. I will tell you if anyone doesn't know, but I'll leave it for the moment and assume everybody does know. And Dave says, this is one many people don't know. You know the little sauce tubs you get in certain restaurants? The little paper ones, white ones. And you can kind of squirt your own ketchup or mustard in. When you sit down at your table, it's usually fast food. When you sit down, you can peel the white cup out and it turns into a little plate.
Oh, right.
And you don't have to dip big things into the small little hole. And he actually sends us a picture of a folded out white one full of ketchup.
It's not really a problem I've ever encountered. Don't think I've ever gone, this is too small,
it's too small for my giant chips.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.